Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
The truth.
Welcome back to We Are All Animals. I'm Gary Martin. My guest today is Donna Still. Her new book, being released this month, I Lived as a Dog for 1 Year, chronicles her life for a year living as a dog. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here tonight.
Well, I'm happy too. There's a full moon out. Does that affect you?
It does.
I'm just teasing.
Well, it does, so I'm sure it affects you too. Well,
I
believe that it does affect all of us.
Hello? Hey.
I mean, the effect is way more.
I have no idea. It could be 2, 3. I don't know. I know it's our anniversary, so, you know, I'm... I know, but if I don't take it, then they're not going to keep calling me all the time, so... Yes. I really don't know. I have to make enough money to pay for the car. Look, somebody's hailing me right now. I got to go. Yeah, but I can't... I'm
next
sure.
Next time we go out, then you can pick something to go to.
All right, I'll call you later.
Suggestions, you just never suggest anything.
Well, I don't know.
We subscribe to Time Out for a reason. You should look through, put some sticky notes in something,
trust,
and then when
I
we
value
have a time,
your opinion of
guys, guys, where are we going?
Oh.
105th in Amsterdam, please.
Okay.
So if you just want to go uptown, I guess you could
take the West Side Highway, and that's going to turn to Riverside Drive.
In the chapter where
you know best, so whatever.
The West Side Highway is best.
Their voice.
I mean, okay. You can gauge the traffic
you
if you've been listening.
It was a similar process when you found your bark.
It was a beautiful day.
Gosh,
I don't know, these friends of yours.
And this one what's wrong with them? Beautiful.
Nothing's wrong with them.
Is it loud in here?
There was some ducks at the...
It's a bit loud in here, isn't it?
It's a little noisy.
And I found
God, I just can't wait to get home and get some quiet.
Sorry, can you
human consciousness.
I just can't wait to go home and have some quiet.
Yeah, it's wrong.
You guys want me to turn the radio off?
To scare the ducks.
No.
Not if you're listening to it.
They did not.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, you get along with David?
We didn't have much time to talk. He seemed like a friendly guy. He seemed a little bit distracted.
You talked to him for 15 minutes.
Yeah,
what
but
do you
that,
mean you didn't have
that,
enough
that,
time?
Not in that setting, 15 minutes, that's just polite talk. That's chat. That's,
If you want, we can invite him to brunch tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
I got a lot of potatoes.
I can eat through those potatoes.
You shouldn't eat through those potatoes.
Can I get one cheat day?
Okay,
please?
Fine.
I mean, one day without, you know, jumping down my throat.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, don't do that.
Well, that's a walking disaster for you.
She looks like a mess.
How long is this like?
What is she
don't
doing?
Don't do that. No.
Obviously, you're not available.
She's gonna freeze to death.
Whoa. Hey, hey,
whoa.
Hey.
Sorry, can I get in the...
No.
Sorry, ma'am, where are you
what
going?
Are you in the back seat?
Yes, where are you going?
105 and Broadway. I gotta go home.
And that's like a block away.
No.
Close the door.
Why not?
No.
We've got to do this.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. She's walking. Come on. Look, she just... Everything is coming out of her bag. Just go stop
Miss?
Her.
Miss? Come on.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yes, come on.
Hi, come on.
Come on.
Not a problem.
Get over.
Not a problem. Yeah.
Yes,
we're going
yes. Come on.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Be careful. Hey. Oh, hun, get her.
You all right?
Yes.
Babe, get her book.
Oh. Careful.
Ooh. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a very nice bag you have.
Thank you. It's from Paris.
Wow.
105th and Broadway?
Yeah, so just go to 105 and Broadway if you could go there first and then hook over to ours.
Just keep on doing the West Side Highway. And...
You're going to 105th and Broadway?
Well, we're going to 105th and Riverside.
Tell her where we're going.
Oh! Why? We know where she is.
My friend Sandra lives there.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm Mary.
Morgan.
Morgan?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And this is my husband, Frank.
Frank.
Hello.
Mm. Ooh. She just rolled over and fell asleep on me.
Turning off a light switch like, oh, there.
I've only seen puppies fall asleep this fast.
How exactly was I meant to respond when David started smearing lipstick all over his face?
There's no one specific response.
That was one of those moments where he was challenging my responses.
So now you didn't like the performance.
Honey,
you told me
honey,
you liked it.
Honey,
you said you
honey,
liked the performance.
Honey, breathe.
I'm breathing.
No, you're not. Take a breath
wow.
for a second. Just breathe for a second.
I'm breathing.
Listen, I'm not judging you. I'm asking a legitimate question.
You are.
Question.
You're judging me, and you're judging my friend David, who I genuinely enjoy and who
earnest.
I spend most
Take
of my days with.
Take it down a notch.
She's trying to sleep, okay?
Sorry to wake you.
Anyway, fine. If you don't like David, we won't invite David.
Well, no,
but
all I'm saying is that if you want to challenge my responses, don't be offended when my response is, this is kind of stupid.
Okay, well then maybe you should have actually had the balls to tell him this. Yes, to tell him this. Yes, because I'm sure he would have
tried to activate your listening.
Okay.
I saw that calendar too.
Everything. I am so sick of that joke. The calendar joke.
What?
Oh, this is stupid. It must have been on a calendar.
Well, I'm not saying it's stupid. If anything, I'm implying a compliment. They wouldn't print something on a calendar
okay.
if it wasn't worthy of quotation, right?
How about this? We invite David over this Sunday. Next Sunday, we invite over someone you choose.
But here's the thing.
I know you don't choose anyone.
I choose no one. Let's choose to just have a nice, intimate day together.
It's not an intimate day. You sit
what is this
and you
insistence?
Read. I'm just saying, we should be social.
Let's just try not to interrupt so much.
Uh-huh. That was to you.
I don't know.
Where are we?
We're on the West Side Highway. Apparently that's the best way to get there.
Can we stop at the McDonald's on 34th and 10th right up here?
Don't lean into me like that, please.
Would you like to go to McDonald's on me?
We had dinner.
I wish we could go.
We did have dinner. So.
Honey, she wishes we could go.
Well, if you need some water,
fries
I'll pay for everything. Driver,
that's
I'll get you whatever you want.
That's very kind, but yeah. I think we should just get home, don't you?
We want to help this lovely woman out.
We are
right?
helping this lovely woman.
Well,
thank you so much for speaking up for me. I appreciate it. You're very
pleasure.
Good.
Well,
thank you.
I don't think that's the best idea right
excuse
now.
Excuse me, sir. We're going to make the U-turn around to the McDonald's. We're going to go over there. Yep.
Yay!
I can't get any fries, though. I'm on a strictly limited diet of potatoes. Low starch diet. But I will get
Doesn't
a double cheeseburger.
Oh, great. Because that's a sane
double
compromise.
Cheeseburgers all around.
Low in starch.
Hi, yes.
Please.
Could I get a cheeseburger value meal with a Coke and a coffee?
You say the number two, right?
Yes. Yeah, number
yes,
two.
A number two. And could I also get a cup of
coffee
with milk,
with
and,
milk
sugar?
And sugar?
I know,
honey.
You don't need to.
Cream and sugar. Cream and sugar.
Oh, sorry.
No,
cream.
No,
cream. Cream and sugar. Just one cream and one sugar.
One cream and one sugar.
Yes.
Mm.
A small French fry.
A small French fry.
Yes. And do you have barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
One barbecue sauce. That's all. Thank
That's
you.
It.
That's it.
Yes.
977, that's where
I go. Great, thank
no,
you very much.
77.
Pretty good.
There we go.
May I say, you should let her finish talking. And first you must say, I interrupted you. I'm sorry, please go on. See how that works for you.
Right.
I'm just saying, I think you are both very attractive, very attractive.
Thank you.
But you both have terrible listening skills.
I beg your pardon?
No, we heard you. That's how good our listening skills are. We heard
very
you
good.
Say that we have terrible listening
very
skills, which
good.
Was.
And my we're wife not... and I are very good at knowing what's going on in the other person.
Yes,
mind.
I know. Right now he's upset.
We're very.
He's
I'm
a little
upset.
Hungry.
I am not
you
upset.
Are a little
I am
upset.
A little
this
hungry.
Night didn't
I am not
go
upset.
The way you wanted
no,
it to go.
No, that is not
I
true.
I think it's true.
I had
I think
no
it's true.
Expectations
you...
about this night.
Okay,
but
yes,
how
it
does
is.
It feel when you're interrupted constantly?
Here,
check
the bag.
Yay!
Check
the bag, babe.
Thank you.
Oh,
did we get the coffee?
Two
fries.
I got the
cheeseburgers.
Coffee.
Perfect.
Coffee
careful,
just
that
coffee.
Yeah, careful,
way.
Careful.
I like
careful.
It.
Mmm.
Oh, that's large.
Let's put that between my knees.
I don't
that's
see
some bold
it.
Driving.
Let me see.
Very nice.
That is
wow.
very bold.
Ketchup.
Wow.
Oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What did we forget?
What's wrong?
I thought maybe... I should ask the driver to pull over, but I'm okay.
Yeah. Are you okay?
No, I'm okay.
No, do you need us to pull over?
Let me know now.
I'm okay. We can pull over anytime. Do you need us to take it?
There you go.
Actually, it's true that the carbonation is good for
I'm so humiliated.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know, please.
I am. It's humiliating. But it's a very special night.
It's a treat night.
I seem to drink too much because there's a lot of pressure.
What kind of pressure?
Personal pressure I put on myself. This one night, it's a literary festival. There's a lot of people there. And since I'm a best-selling author, I have to appear. Oh, exhausting.
How does a city with so many artists ever get anything done?
I'm not an artist.
Maybe you're just not giving yourself enough credit.
No, I'm not an artist. Oh, this food is reviving me. Mm-hmm.
Hey, sweetheart. Yeah. You gonna take a bite out of that fry? Or just admiring the form, looking at it as the object that it is, and not
fine.
The,
look.
Hey, look at that.
I just ate a fry.
Look at that.
These actually aren't bad.
What is with the potatoes?
My wife read an article about the dangers of starches. Apparently, starch.
It's very binding.
It accumulates over time in your body, or some such thing. I guess it kills you with pleasure over long time. My wife wants to keep me around.
He's paraphrasing.
As long as possible.
Because I love you. Is that so bad? I want
no,
you to live
forever? No, it's great. I love you too. That's appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want to live the longest life possible of not enjoying myself.
Thank you. Oh,
careful.
Dear.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Before it gets too late, I should, if we're going to have David over, I need to text him or call him or something.
Yeah.
Send him before it gets too late. So that's a yes? That's a yes?
Or? Yes, that is a yes.
Okay. Fine. Good. I'm excited. We are going to have breakfast with David.
This is
going to
be a great breakfast.
Were you being facetious?
No. Not at all.
You know, when I asked you, it wasn't rhetorical. You could have said no.
Did I say no? I said yes.
No, you said yes, and then you said it's sarcastic. See, it did. Well, it did. I'm not alone here. It sounded sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
I tell you when I don't like something.
Yes, you do.
I don't like your attitude right now.
See, there you go.
I don't like the way that you are demeaning someone who's taking a genuine risk.
You know what I call that? I call it neediness, okay?
So what?
This is someone who's desperate for attention.
I don't think he's desperate.
He's desperate.
I don't think he's desperate.
Desperate.
You don't know. You met him once. You met him once, okay? Why are you making sweeping judgments about me?
You know what? You want to talk trusting hunches for a second?
Okay.
Let's talk about a hunch.
I don't understand. This is the first night that we've been out in weeks.
Can you let me finish?
Wow.
You have to find a way to hang
out. Here's my hunch.
Wow. You guys really don't listen to each other.
You know, if you didn't like David, why don't you just say it? And I'll drop the whole David thing. If you'll just be honest with me and say, no, I don't like David.
You know what, sweetheart? I don't care for David.
Finally.
Yes, okay.
I've only known you for 20 minutes, and I could tell that needed to be said.
See? There you go.
You don't like David. Fine, we don't have to have breakfast with David.
I think we've made some progress.
You know what?
What?
I think so, too.
I think so, too. The lipstick was stupid. I'll admit
Thank
that.
You.
The lipstick was stupid.
Thank you.
And I didn't get it.
We're almost home. Hooray! 105th and Broadway. Here we go.
We are.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
let me give you
thank
some money.
No, don't worry.
I gotta
give
you.
You gave us McDonald's,
we
so we're good. We're good.
Angels. Just angels.
Well,
keep your ears open.
You too.
Good night.
Good night, Morgan.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Feel better.
Good night.
Actually, could you stay put for just a moment? I just want to make sure she gets into that building. Oh, look at her go. Oh.
There go the keys.
There goes the keys.
There she goes.
Up.
Oh.
Oh, she just took down a crate.
Forward. Oh, there we are.
All right. She's in.
Great. Right.
Thank you.
Man.
What a
Jesus,
mess.
Jesus, know your limits.
I know. And just wandering around like that. You know, she's very lucky.
Very lucky.
We saw her.
Very lucky.
And for someone, and we were doing her favor.
Yeah, she liked that.
A little bit of gratitude, a little less judgment.
I think so.
Oh.
She reminds me. I knew this girl, Polish girl, Patricia, when I was in college.
Oh, she the one?
Yeah. And,
we're just up here?
Anywhere you can pull anywhere. Over up here.
It doesn't matter which side of the street.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you need cash?
No, I got it.
I've just got my card.
I've got it.
Okay, good. Do you need a receipt?
Yeah, receipt, please.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Drive safe.
Have a good night.
Anyways, take care, guys.
Out of the upstairs door and tripped coming down the stairs.
Did she fall downstairs?
Fell right down, face so first, down the stairs. Broken.
Dogs do a lot of territorial marking. Is this something that you felt the need to do in order to do
it? Oh, yes.
Good. They just got out of the car, so. Yes,
I'm. It was an instinctual thing to do.
Can I tell you something? When you interrupt me like that, it really makes what I'm saying seem totally irrelevant and unimportant. So I would just appreciate it if, even if you're agitated, you could just let me complete a thought. And then that way, even if you disagree with it, just let me get it out of my mouth. Well, I appreciate that. I'm sorry. I know I didn't want to work. I shouldn't have worked. You know what? I'm actually short, but I'm going to go drop off the car and come home. Yeah. I can't wait to see you, too. I love you. All right. Bye.
We're going to take a short break now. I am Gary Martin. You're listening to We Are All Animals. Stay tuned.
9 o'clock every weeknight, and now on Saturday.
What's your relationship saying?
Best-selling author and licensed therapist, Morgan Camp.
We need to heal these broken hearts by hearing.
Listen to your relationship.
Hi, thanks for calling. I'm all ears.
I think my husband's cheating on me.
Okay, let's activate your listening here. You want to save this relationship? What relationship? If you're being interrupted, it's because you're interruptible.
God, you're good.
No, you're good.
Listen to your relationship with Morgan Camp.
Tune in. You might hear your relationship.
Interruptible. With Christian Palick as the driver, Chet Siegel as Mary, Lewis Kornfeld as Frank, and Amy Warren as Morgan Camp. Ed Herfstman played the radio host, and Melanie Hoops was the radio guest, with additional voices by Charlotte Robbie and Jamie Rivera. The story was written collaboratively by The Truth and recorded on location in New York City. My co-producer on The Truth is Carrie Hillman. Our production advisor is Peter Clowney. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.
From PRX.